This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Real quick, I want to remind people, if you're getting somewhere and you, oh my God, I don't want to miss what these guys are going to say, you can download the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen to us there. Stream us.
You O-D-Y. Get us
in real time. Nope, that's how you... If you're a good speller, if you won a spelling bee, you're never going to find our app. But if you were ever in a band and you were one of those people who were like, oh, I know, I want to name our band the Cordvettes. Get it? Like Cordvettes.
Oh, cute.
Or the Wonders, like O-N-E.
That's what I was trying to figure out because I've never seen that.
The Wonders.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that
what
looks like the O-Neaters. That thing you do.
Okay.
Yeah, so our company name... is based on that thing you do. And so it's Odyssey, like a journey, but with audio, A-U-D.
Mm-hmm. And we're audacious.
And literally no S's at all. Mm-hmm. So if you've read Homer's Iliad and the Odyssey and you're like, I know, hey, Slacker, don't talk down to me. I know how to spell Odyssey. No, sir, you do not. Not the way we spell
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to listen to our show,
yeah.
you can get the morning show, you can get us.
Mm-hmm.
You, like
live, on demand, you can put it on a smart speaker, you can put it on your earbuds, you can do whatever.
Anywhere, anytime, you can listen to us on AUDACY.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Odyssey app. Okay, Aaron stepped out of the room a minute ago and something happened and we have to talk about it.
I need to stop leaving the room. The last time this happened, you guys got people to text in like mean things about me.
Yeah, we are always accepting mean texts about Aaron.
We are, yep.
At 303-222-5423. In fact, I think I mentioned this the other day. I'd like to start reading mean texts.
Okay, you did mention that, and I would love to do that.
Me too, yeah.
Because there's enough of you trolls that we want to give you your 15 seconds.
We need to do like roasts. And then they ask us anything thing.
Yeah, we're going to do ask us anything, but then for sure, but if you're mean to me, it just hurts my, like.
It just hurts my feelings?
Yeah.
What?
So you can roast
Tiak
and Aaron.
What?
We'll read nice texts about me. No, I don't care. Bring them on.
Yeah.
Tiak actually likes it. I don't understand.
I do, especially if it's funny, if it's clever and funny. Like, I love a roast. It's
roast
awesome.
Roast us, yeah.
Roast us at 303-222-5423. So here's what happened when you left the room. We're looking at the sheet, things we can talk about on the show.
Yeah.
And it's come out. Luke Combs has come out and mm-hmm. said he's got all consuming, these are his words, all consuming OCD.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I don't know what that is. Like, we've done OCD as a topic on the show, and I thought about maybe let's do a topic where everybody calls in with their OCD. But then you get some people texting on the roast line going like, OCD is serious. And it's like,
yeah.
I understand. But like, do you understand that when I ask you to hand me a Kleenex and you hand me that Kroger box of tissues, it's the same thing? Like, mm-hmm. we've just kind of allowed Kleenex mm-hmm. to be the word, all-encompassing word for the thing you wipe your nose with.
Right.
And we've sort of allowed OCD, while it is a clinically diagnosed thing, it's also the thing where you have to get up and check your garage door three times.
Yes.
You have to be clinically diagnosed to go,
right.
Yeah, I got a touch of the OCD.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, don't we kind of do that with depression too? Not to make light of people who are clinically depressed, but then you also, I'm feeling a little depressed. And it's like, well, you're not clinically.
You
like,
don't understand. I was
right.
a nom. And
there
it's like, no, I'm not
things.
Comparing our
right,
situations, but like, yes. So, yes. Well, here's the thing. We're looking at the story about Luke Combs all-consuming OCD,
mm-hmm.
and T-Hack goes, I wonder if I have OCD. And as he was saying the letter C, I was like, oh yeah, you have. Like,
oh, you. How do you know?
And you have the all-consuming, clinical, diagnosable, holy God, do you have OCD? And I'm not saying it is a bad thing, because I think OCD can be, like Aaron and I have talked about this. I think anxiety is a natural thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think you're supposed to have anxiety. If you have no fear of walking down an alley where you can't see behind that dumpster, you're going to not live long.
Right, sure, yeah.
Anxiety is a human emotion that says, I don't feel good. And this makes me feel uncomfortable.
Think ahead a little bit. Plan ahead. That's a good thing.
It debilitating anxiety is a totally different thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Your OCD. Like Luke Combs almost had to cancel tours and stuff.
Really?
Because his inner dialogue is just like constant. Like he has those intrusive thoughts that when we were reading the story while you were out of the room, Hack's like, isn't that called living?
Yeah, it sounds like he's describing a day for just a normal day for me.
Like right now, what are you thinking that you should be doing?
Yeah, not being in here.
Right.
Yeah, there's a million
things. There's a thousand things you think you should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the air. We're like,
I don't think that's OCD though.
It is, because it's all consuming for him. And he's working out the steps he's going to do when he can finally get out of this room and do those things. It's like he's obsessively compulsed with what else he should be doing instead of living right
now. But to me, that's not, I don't know. To me, that's not OCD. That's just like, what is it called?
OCD?
No.
Obsessive compulsive disorder?
Any name. I've heard them all. You can call it.
No, it's a type of anxiety.
It's all, but to me, they're all like, he just can't. Hack rarely lives in the moment.
He's never in the moment.
Never.
Love you, but you're never in the moment.
I know, and I've been trying really hard to like work on it, and I don't know how to get better at it. Like I was saying, I have a big shoe collection, right? I'm known for that.
Aaron, wait till you hear this. Anybody who's a sneakerhead, you're gonna be so sad. Like this makes me as sad as anything's ever made me.
Oh, okay.
Well, just say
okay,
it.
Okay, so I have all these shoes, and in my mind, right, every shoe has X number of wears in them. You can wear, let's say it's 100. You can wear the shoe 100 times before it's kind of beat up and like not nice and new anymore.
Uh-huh.
And every time I wear a shoe, I'm using one of those wears. And so I'm...
So instead of living in the moment going, I look so pimp daddy in my Travis Scott's today, he's like, that's one less time I get to wear them.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just depressing.
That is it not the sad, but it's like Luke Combs lives in that world too. It's like you just can't stop.
OCD is classified as a type of anxiety disorder, but to me, OCD does have the repetitive behaviors.
That's like a tick.
But I think that's what's stopping me from calling Hack.
Do you act that?
But I have that too. And I've said before,
how many times you got to check your front door?
No, the thing with the words and the writing.
Which I do. If I hear a word, I write it with my finger in cursive.
He pretends
for some
to be writing on an invisible piece of paper with an invisible pen.
Yeah,
uh-huh. I do.
Okay.
I forgot about that.
Well, and also every time I leave a DJ gig, I check my bag, make sure I have my computer and all my wires, and then I get out to the car, put the bag in the trunk.
And you say to yourself,
Don't check it.
You know you just checked.
You know everything's in there. Nobody came up and unzipped your backpack. Like, you're fine. And I have to unzip it and I have to check everything again. In the same like order, I have to go, yep, computer, yep. And I'm so mad at myself every time. I'm like, you knew it was there. What are you in that game?
Right.
And now I'm not in a good mood anymore. Like,
so,
I made
like,
myself
right now,
mad.
The
I
shoes
my own
you're
night.
Wearing,
mm-hmm.
You're thinking about it.
I am, yeah. 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 Every step is a crease that you won't quite get out.
Can you imagine living your life? Like, when he comes
don't
in.
Don't do it. I
no,
don't
no, I'm just
it.
Saying this. Like, you come in, like, when you wear the black patent leather ones, I'm like, look at that shoe. It's so shiny. It's so dope. And to think that you're like, ow, ow, ow. Every step you take, you're like imagining the hurt inside your shoe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do it. I think of this with appliances a lot too, TVs or like the oven. Like, my wife will just make bread and she's like, oh, we're going to make a pizza later. So I'll just leave the oven on for 20 minutes. It's like, You're wearing the oven out. The oven only has so many hours before it won't work anymore, right? Objectively true.
Can you imagine?
I thought I was bad.
I know. So
TV, we just leave the TVs again, on in the studio. It drives me nuts.
Done this differently, but how would you have answered this question coming out of TX's mouth? Do you think I have OCD? I'm like, yeah!
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.